For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Carolina and Virginia are under states of emergency as a major winter storm bears down. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says, don't risk authorities coming to save you. Just stay home.
Don't put your life and the lives of first responders at risk by getting out on roads covered with snow and ice.
The question now for more than 600,000 customers in the region who are without power, when will the power company get it fixed? Georgia Power's Holly Crawford.
It depends on the outage. It depends on if it's a broken pole, maybe it's just something in the system. But we have been communicating to our customers all week to just be prepared for the winter weather. Our crews are working as quick as possible.
Some school districts in Virginia and North Carolina have already closed for Monday sessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert says auto executives are now getting really worried about tariffs.
Worst case scenario from tariffs would be a loss of 2 million sales a year, says Toyota North America CEO Jim Lentz. Lentz says he's relayed his tariff concerns to President Trump.
I think it's a leverage tool, and I think he will work that to his best of his advantage, and hopefully he gets what he needs. But it would be devastating for the industry.
Lentz also says it could take up to a year for Congress to pass the replacement deal to NAFTA.
The Justice Department says President Trump directed illegal payments to buy the silence of two women whose claims of extramarital affairs threatened his campaign. The allegations are the first time the government has connected Mr. Trump to what it says are criminal campaign finance violations. Prosecutors say ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen arranged the payments to the women at the direction of his boss. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new readers' poll for Time's Person of the Year is delivering some surprising results. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent takes a look at some of the nominations.
Seven-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers' poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says if accusations that the president ordered hush money payments are proven true, he would be in serious trouble. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York appeared on CNN's State of the Union.
They would be impeachable offenses. Whether they are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question, but certainly they'd be impeachable offenses because even though they were committed before the president became president, they were committed in the service of fraudulently obtaining the office. That would be an impeachable offense. But the fact of the matter is that what we see from these indictments and charging statements is a much broader conspiracy against the American people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.